Welcome to Talking to Grandma, a weekly podcast that elevates stories, science, and strategies to help you raise and teach multilingual and bilingual children. I'm your host, Dr. Veronica Benavides, founder and CEO of Bilingual Generation, an organization that helps children with bilingualism in their bones stay connected to their heritage languages and cultures. I'm also a Harvard-educated doctora who has experienced losing, recovering, and passing on my heritage language to my children. Whether you are a parent, grandparent, teacher, researcher, school leader, or simply someone interested in the topics of language learning and language preservation, this podcast is for you. Through interviews with amazing guests and solo episodes, you will find the resources, guidance, and strategies needed to support you in your journey. Let's get started.
Hey, I'm Beck, producer of Talking to Grandma. I'm back with another episode with the Billy team, who helped bring the Visionary app to life. If you missed last week's episode, make sure you check it out after this episode. Today, you'll hear from project director Mariette Rivera Nieves, intern developers Alexandra Makrova and Fernanda Perez Gutierrez, as well as artist Graciela Delgado. Billy is powered by parents, educators, innovators, and researchers who were directly impacted by linguistic and cultural oppression and believe in preserving heritage languages in our homes and communities. Everyone that is a part of this team, even as technical as the developers, understands what it means to have bilingualism in their bones. Our intern developer, Alexandra, shared her experience and her hope for her own kids to carry on their heritage language.
As you could hear, I speak English with the accent. I talk with the accent, which means I am also bilingual. For sure, I preserve my language. I speak Russian, and it's easy that my whole family speak Russian. So my husband is also speak Russian. My kids, we all doing our best to keep Russian language at home, though the kids go to school and the environment is English speaking. And so they mostly speak English right now. But what we are doing to keep Russian at the good level is we watch movies in Russian, we read books in Russian, we listen songs in Russian, and I really hope that we will keep and we do our best to keep Russian language on a good level. So that's how I feel connected to Billy. Because Billy helps kids to be bilingual, and so I help my kids to be bilingual.
You mentioned something, and you talked about your family that speaks Russian. How important is it for your kids to be able to communicate with your family in Russian? And is that one of the motivations to keep preserving that language?
Yes, good question, Beck. I mean, we have grandparents who lives in Russia, and they don't speak English at all. And every time when we, like, let's say, have a Skype meeting, right? So only way for the kids to connect to their grandparents is only speak Russian. That's why we need to have it. And it's really important.
Fernanda, as a first gen growing up in rural Minnesota, leaned on her parents to help her keep her heritage language alive.
So I am first gen. My family is from Guanajuato, Mexico. So I grew up here in the United States, mainly in Minnesota. My dad, he worked in construction, so we traveled a lot as kids. And being mainly in southern Minnesota, I grew up in a very rural part, which meant I was one of the few people of color in my school growing up. I grew up pretty low income. I grew up going from either trailer park to trailer park or like low income apartment. I feel like my parents really helped me keep up my language just because they were both immigrants here from Mexico, and my mom still to this day doesn't know English very much, so I communicate with her mostly in Spanish, and that really helped me keep up my Spanish. But I definitely can see how if you're not first gen or if your parents are trying really hard to assimilate into the American culture, how a lot of kids do end up losing their language. And as a kid growing up in a very rural white part of Minnesota, I did grow up with teachers telling me knowing two languages was going to be a big hindrance in my learning, and telling my parents that, oh, you know, you should speak only in English if possible, because that's really going to affect, you know, the way that they're going to end up picking up, you know, all of the content that we're teaching in school. But that wasn't really possible. My mom, you know, was never going to just speak in English to us. And even my dad, who now is pretty fluent in English, was just not going to happen. But, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that they didn't end up listening to those teachers and didn't end up just speaking to us in English, because that helped me keep up my knowledge of Spanish. But I've heard that that's not uncommon for teachers here to think that knowing two languages is going to affect the way you learn or are picking up, you know, the content that they're teaching. But that's just, I mean, studies have shown that that's just not true. I'm so happy to be working here at Billy because I can personally relate to losing some over the course of my lifetime, just because I was mostly raised around American people and white people. And it felt, as terrible as it is, sometimes embarrassing when I would go to conferences and whatnot, and my parents were, you know, speaking in Spanish and I had to translate everything for them. Since I was one of the few people who were different, you never really want to be different as a kid, but now I appreciate those differences a lot more. And I'm happy to be at a place where those differences are appreciated, like wanted and accepted, and how everyone on the team is unique and is here for a reason similar to myself.
While Billy is inspired by our founder's Spanish-speaking abuelita, Maria, everyone on this team has brought their own inspiration to each part of the app, even the artwork. Artist Graciela shares how she came to the project and her role in this work.
So I think I'm one of the later people to join the project. Vero reached out to me a few months ago looking for an illustrator, not just to create the official avatar for Billy as the character and the mascot for the app, but also for the cuentos, for the stories, because they had all of the text, but they needed an illustrator to go and like bring the text to life. And so that's my role. I worked closely with Vero to design the character of Billy, like taking in the feedback of their idea for Billy as a character and going through many sketches and many meetings of like what we love, what we want to change, what needs to like be altered too. So Billy as a character went through like numerous phases and numerous looks before we settled on the current official one, which is like kind of crazy. Like, I don't think it hit me that I made Billy as a little person until I started seeing the advertisements for the app, and like Billy's just there hanging out, and I was like, oh my God. But I designed the Billy mascot in illustrating the stories that are going to be available on the app.
That is so cool. I am in love with the Billy character. It is such a cute, just like different character that you don't see in a lot of places. Tell me a little bit of your inspiration, because it feels very culturally relevant and intentional. And as you said, it went through many iterations. What were some of your thought process behind creating Billy?
Well, one of my biggest priorities was making Billy sort of like look like someone who could probably be like my cousin. Because
I love that.
Yeah. So like, I don't know, when I ended up like making that final design, my mom told me that Billy looks like a character that would fit in perfectly in Encanto. And I thought that was so funny because like, yes, the vibe is very much that of like this like large family with so many different looks. But the creation for like Billy's general style was really fun, because it required like a lot of research to different like traditional garb across Latin America. But one of the instructions that was that Billy is very colorful and very modern. And so any traditional garb needed to sort of be like updated and be like a fusion into something that a really artsy current little 7-year-old would be really into. So it was sort of pulling from the clothing that I grew up seeing in like my dad and my uncles and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But keeping that like art kid color palette of rainbows and flowers and a lot of shapes. So we went through numerous like outfit ideas for Billy. At one point, Billy had like a cape. And I was like, oh, I kind of want this to be kept. I hope we find a way to give Billy a cape. But yes.
I love that.
The vibe of Billy is just like really fun because they're artsy and they're weird and they're very like loud and proud about it. And that gave me like a lot of room to work creatively, which also had its like, it had its moments of stress because I was like, well, now I have too much freedom and I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. But we got there in the end.
We love getting to see each team member contribute their talents to the larger work of creating resources that makes connecting to a heritage language fun and part of people's daily lives. Mariette shared her thoughts on what doing this work means to her and her vision for the future of Billy.
I'm a millennial. I have a phone, a smartphone. I use a lot of apps. So, and it's always been like this, oh, everyone's making an app. It seems so easy, but it's not. There's so much, like, we were talking to like an advisor the other day, and he's like, makes you appreciate like every little detail or all the apps that you use and how much detail goes into creating one single screen. It's been a great learning experience just on that end. And I feel really appreciative of all the creative and technical work that goes into creating these tools. So, but you know, I was really inspired by the vision for the app and creating an app that doesn't shy away from embracing like the full depth and breadth of Latina cultures and different experiences across the continents and the world, essentially. And also what could be in the future. You know, I like to think about, I don't know, daydreaming about, you know, if we have like an Arabic app or like, you know, Haitian Creole, like all the beautiful things that we could create and the experiences we could deliver to people who are searching for tools and searching for resources that can help support language learning or, you know, like me, like changing their relationship to their home language. And I think another thing that's exciting about it too is just the different types of people that can be involved in using it. So the fact that teachers can use it, a parent can use it, child can use it. I think that there's a lot of opportunities there for more relationship building. And yeah, it's just cool to work to really make, I don't know, language learning just more accessible for kids in these formative years. I feel like we're doing really exciting work and I hope that we can get it out there and people can see how special it is, especially, you know, as we continue to develop the vision and the content.
Too often, Spanish language learning apps for young children dismiss students' pre-existing knowledge in their heritage language, teach the Spanish language without cultural context, leaning on culturally agnostic characters and animals, and miss opportunities for the heart of language learning, connection, and belonging. As you heard from the team, these are things we are intentional about when building Billy. Billy is here to flip the script and increase children's connection to their heritage language through authentic representation of Latinx identity. When children's heritage languages are valued, developed, and celebrated, they thrive. Are you interested in downloading the Billy app for the little ones in your life? Join the waitlist and be one of the first to download Billy. Go to www.thebillyapp.com or check out the show notes to find the link.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you liked what you heard, take a minute to share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast platform. Your ratings and reviews help us to keep the podcast lights on. We can't do this without your support. Every subscription, share, follow, download, and review makes a big difference and helps others find our show. Also, we love hearing from you. Tell us what you think of the podcast. Email us at hello@bilingualgeneration.com. You can also slide into our DMs on Instagram at Talking to Grandma. If you are interested in learning more about our workshops and curricular tools for schools serving multilingual and emerging multilingual students, visit our website at www.bilingualgeneration.com or write us at hello@bilingualgeneration.com. Talking to Grandma is owned by Bilingual Generation. Rebecca De Leon is our editor and producer. The artwork for Talking to Grandma was created by Nancy Guevara. And I'm your host, Dr. Veronica Benavides. See you next episode.